Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back.
Hostia mulata! Por esa constitución yo voy hasta un referendo!
Ay, gallego, tú no cambias.
Today we are continuing our cultural exploration of the city and province of Cienfuegos. Since 2003, important conservation and restoration awards have been awarded to the centres of cultural, historical and tourist significance in the province. Since 2005, the historic centre of the city of Cienfuegos acquired the status of Cultural Heritage of Humanity. The singer popularly known as Benny Murray and Archimedes Pous are two of the most important figures of a culture in the province. Today we are going to focus on the Cuban actor, author and theatrical entrepreneur Archimedes Pous. He was born in the city of Cienfuegos on the 18th of May in 1801 to a wealthy family who wanted to see him become a successful physician. But his passion for the theatre was revealed at a very young age as he improvised stages in his house and he put on pieces written by himself where he involved his fellow students. After he completed his baccalaureate, he went to Havana and enrolled in the medical school. However, shortly after, he abandoned his studies as opposed to family designs to devote himself entirely to the stage.
No.
Attracted by the theatre vernacular Cuban genre, he debuted incognito with the nickname of Negrito in the Actualities Theatre of his hometown in 1906. And during the following years, he acted parts in several towns in the provinces. Havana at the time offered little opportunities in the style of acting in which the young Pous had ventured. He was completely unknown in the theatrical environment when he arrived as a performer in the capital. In 1911, he performed with Angelita Martinez in the Chanticleer and Molino Rojo theatres, where he performed what were called duets, being small dialogue scenes that ended with a song and a typical dance number. Archimedes' popularity began to grow since from the beginning he developed a style of acting in which a Creole sympathy emerged, coupled with his superb dancing. During the weekly shows at the Cheerful Theatre, they published his photograph in two numbers of that year of 1911. In July, he performed as a guest artist at the Martí Theatre during the tribute to a colleague. The press wrote that rarely had they seen such an ovation like that paid to him on that occasion. The businessman of that Colosseum decided to hire the young actor as director of the ensemble. He was accompanied by Conchita Jaurado, who became his future life partner. In the Martí Theatre, he performed his first titles, The Crazy Widow and the duet The Bottle Rack. In September of that same year of 1911, he went to work at the Vaudeville facing Central Park. There he premiered The Beggar's Song and The Cigar Maker, his first famous titles. This triumph affected the results of a contest held at the Teatro Alegre to choose the best and friendliest Negrito. Pous won the first place amongst nine other actors, all recognized performers of that typical character. From that moment on, it would be true to say that Archimedes Pous's career travelled an ascending and unstoppable path of triumph. On more than one occasion, Regino López tried to attract him, without ever getting him, to his famous Alhambra Theatre, preferred by the theatre-loving public at the time. The reality was that Archimedes was the only vernacular actor capable of confronting Regino López successfully. On the other hand, in 1913, he accepted the proposal of Raúl del Monte, another famous Negrito, and one of those he defeated in the recent contest, to travel with him to Santo Domingo, Puerto Rico, and Central America. Upon his return, he appeared as a recognized actor and with his own company in his hometown Cienfuegos and in other provinces. The following year, 1914, he took his ensemble to Mexico and repeated his visit to the Caribbean area. On that tour, he realized Mérida Carnival, Yucatan Souvenir, and From Mexico I Hail. Back in Havana, he worked at the Actualities and Peyret theaters, and in July of 1916, he premiered his successful title Las Mulatas de Bombay, with which he opened a triumphant season at the Peyret. His ties with that theater were strengthened by repeating his presentations there until 1921, when he hired the famous exclusive Mexican Luz Gil, until that moment with the competing company Alhambra. From those days are the Cuban Submarine of 1918, the Golden Key from 1920, the favorite of the great cabaret Brisas del Hawaii from 1921. He traveled to the United States, hired by Columbia to record some of his dialogues and musical numbers. 2 years later, in 1923, another great figure defected from the hosts of Regino Lopez. This time, the talented Catalan set designer Pepito Gomis joined Aquímedes Pous in a joint venture. The new entity, Pous Gomis, leased the Molino Rojo Theatre in Havana. The possibility of having a great set designer prompted Pous to create spectacular magazines, where without losing his innate creolism, he reversed the cosmopolitan influences acquired in his recreational trip through Europe and the United States. At the end of 1923, and after acting in Santiago de Cuba, he started out for the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico with the intention of extending the trip to Buenos Aires. In Puerto Rico, he performed for 2 months at the Tres Panteras Theatre in Santurce, San Juan, then in Arecibo and at the Yagüez Theatre in Mayagüez. But Pous had left Cuba besieged by a dire feeling and began to feel progressively ill. In his third performance in the last city, he suffered horrible pains caused by an unattended peritonitis. He died tragically the next day on April the 16th, 1926, as he approached his 35th birthday. For the history of Cuban theatre, Aquímedes Pous is an integral, paradigmatic figure, insufficiently studied until the present. As an actor, he exhibited great versatility by interpreting all the typical characters of the Creole scene with the same perfection: bold, Galician, gallant, stupid, drunk. As a fruitful author, he fought to banish bad taste and vulgarity from the national scene, without discarding the mischievous and double meaning innate to the vernacular genre. Finally, as an entrepreneur, he demonstrated an unusual dynamism and sense of organization, which explained his successes and his permanent popularity. He knew how to surround himself with the best collaborators. The composers Elisio Grenet, Jaime Prats, musical directors of the company, Jorge Ankerman, director of the rival Alhambra, Ernesto Lecuona, and Moisés Simons put great music in his librettos. Luz Gil, Conchita Llorado, Luis Obregón, Mimi Cal, Maria Bica, and Fernando Mendoza stood out as his cast of great actors. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.